Friends, family, are gathered to celebrate here today the joyous union of Ross and Emily. Now, Ross, repeat after me. I, Ross.
I, Ross.
Take thee, Emily.
Take thee, Rachel. Emily. Emily.
Shall I go on?
He said Rachel, right? Do you think I should go up there?
Yes, yes. Do go on.
I think we'd better start again. Yes. Ross, repeat after me. I, Ross.
I, Ross.
Take thee, Emily.
Take thee, Emily. Not like there'd be anybody else.
As my lawfully wedded wife, in sickness and in health, till death parts us.
As my lawfully wedded wife, in sickness and in health, until death parts us. Really, I do. Emily.
You have the rings? Emily, place this ring on Ross's finger as a symbol of your bond everlasting. Ross, place this ring in Emily's hand as a symbol of the love that encircles you forever.
Happy to.
Ross and Emily have made their declarations, and it gives me great pleasure to declare them husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
This is worse than when he married the lesbian.
Keep smiling.
Well, that went well, yeah. Could have been worse. He could have shot her.
That was pretty funny, wasn't it?
No matter what happens with Ross and Emily, you still get cake, right?
That's all right. No, you take your time, sweetie. I'll be right out here. She's just fixing her makeup.
I hate you.
And I love you.
Boy, a bad time to say the wrong name, huh, Ross?
That's true. Thanks, Dad. People should be dancing, huh? Hey, this is a party! Come on! Joey, dance!
Yes, Waltham Interiors.
Hello, this is Ross Geller's personal physician, Dr. Phalange.
Who?
I discovered that Ross forgot to take his brain medicine. Now, without it, in the brain of Ross, women's names are interchangeable. Through no fault of his own.
Oh, my girl, Phoebe.
No, not Phoebe, Dr. Phalange. Oh, no, you have it too. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, wow, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I know we had plans to meet up tonight, and I'm kind of worried about what it might do to our friendship.
I know. How could we have let this happen
7 times?
You know,
Look, we were away. In a foreign, romantic country.
I blame London.
Bad London.
So look, while we're still in London, I mean, we can keep doing it, right?
Well, I don't see that we have a choice. But when we're back home, we don't do it.
Only here.
You know, I saw a wine cellar downstairs.
I'll meet you there in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Come on. Honey, I gotta ask you something.
Now?
Ross said my name up there. I mean, come on, I can't just pretend that didn't happen, can I?
I don't know.
Monica, what should I do?
Just, do the right thing.
What?
Hold the line. Thread the needle. Think outside the box.
Wait, listen. I think I'm just going to talk to Ross about what he thinks it meant.
What?
Wait. Rachel,
no. He's married. Married. If you don't realize that, I can't help you.
Okay. You're right. You're right. You can't help me.
Jack, is it all our fault? Were we bad parents?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Well, who serves steak when there's no place to sit? I mean, how are you supposed to eat this?
Hey, what's up?
Who are you? We're supposed to meet in the wine cellar.
Forget it. That's off.
Why?
The next tour of the wine cellar will is in 2 minutes.
Joey, what are you doing? You promised Phoebe you wouldn't meet until she has the baby.
Well, I figured we're in another country, so it doesn't count.
That's true.
The man's got a point.
Oh, hi. Hi. I'm sorry things aren't working out so well.
Oh, no. It could be better. It's going to be okay, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, she's going to get over this, you know? I mean, so you said my name. You know, you just said it because you saw me there. If you'd seen a circus freak, you would have said, I take the circus freak. You know, it didn't mean anything. It's just a mistake. It didn't mean anything. Right?
No, of course it didn't mean anything. I mean, what? I can understand why Emily would think it meant something, you know, because it was you. Right. But it absolutely didn't. It didn't! It didn't!
Ross, hey, the band's ready outside for your first dance with Emily's.
Oh, the band's ready. Well, we've got to do what the band says. I don't care about the stupid band!
You spit on me, man.
I'm sorry.
Emily is taking kind of a long time, huh?
You know, when I locked myself in the bathroom at my wedding, it's because I was trying to pop the window out of the frame.
Oh, right.
Get the hell out of there, you know?
Emily? I'm coming in!
Oh, look at that. Same thing.
Listen, in the middle of everything, if I scream the word yippee, just ignore me.
Oh, my God, Rachel. Hi.
Oh, hello, Rachel.
Ross said my name. Okay? My name. Ross said my name up there. That obviously means that he still loves me.
Okay, don't believe me. I know I'm right. All right, do you guys want to go downstairs and get a drink?
Yes, we do. But we have to change first.
Yes, I want to change. Why don't you go down and get us a table?
Yeah, we'll be down in like 5 minutes.
15 minutes. Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, Mary.
Hi. So, what happened?
Well, Ross said my name.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think that means anything.
Okay, see, you know what? Let's look at this objectively. All right. Ninth grade, right? The obsession starts. All right? Summer after ninth grade, he sees me in a two-piece for the first time. His obsession begins to grow, right?
Hey, listen, why don't you go change in my room?
My clothes are...
Wow, you look...
No time for that.
Hey, dude, let me in. I got a girl out here.
Well, I've got a girl in here.
No, you don't. I just saw you go in there with Monica. Well, we're hanging out in here. Which one of us is going to be having sex in there, me or you? Well, I suppose I would have to say you. But what if we're watching a movie in here?
Which we are. And we already paid for it. It's My Giant.
My Giant? I love that movie.
Well, I think this is okay?
Well, Ross and Emily aren't going to use it.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh. You know, I don't know if I feel right about this.
Oh, Mom. This is the honeymoon suite. The room expects sex. The room would be disappointed if it didn't get sex. All the other honeymoon suites would think it was a loser.
Okay.
Emily? Nope, not under here.
You didn't find her?
No, I've looked everywhere.
Well, you couldn't have looked everywhere or else you would have found her.
Yeah, I think you should keep looking.
Yeah, for about 30 minutes.
Or 45.
Wow, in 45 minutes you could find her twice.
No, for all I know, she's trying to find me, but couldn't because I kept moving around. Well, from now on, I'm staying in one place. Right here.
Well, it's getting late.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
You guys mind staying here for a while?
We got to get up early and catch that plane to New York.
Yeah, it's a very large plane.
That's cool.
But we'll stay here with you.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate this, you know, but you don't need to rub my butt.
We have to leave for New York in an hour.
I know. I've been looking at those doors. They look pretty soundproof, don't you think?
We can't do that. That's insane. I mean, A, he could wake up. And B, you know, let's go for it.
Emily? Emily! Emily!
No.
Forget about Emily. She's not with us.
We've come for her things.
Where is she?
She's in hiding. She's utterly humiliated. She doesn't want to see you ever again.
We're very sad that it didn't work out between you and Emily. Monkey. But I think you're absolutely delicious.
Excuse me. I'm standing right here.
Oh, yes. There you are.
Hey, you guys, hurry up. Get some. There's a whole cart outside.
Bye, Gala.
Hold on. Look, your daughter and I are supposed to leave tonight for our honeymoon. Now, you tell her that I'm going to be at that airport, and I hope that she'll be there, too. Oh, yeah, I said Rachel's name, but it didn't mean anything, okay? She's just a friend, that's all. Now, look, just tell Emily that I love her and that I can't imagine spending my life with anyone else. Please, promise me that you'll tell her that.
All right, I'll tell her. Come on, bugger face.
Call me.
You spend half your life in the bathroom. Why do you never go out that bloody window?
Maybe it's best we never got to do it again.
Yeah, it kind of makes that one night special. You know, technically, we still are over international waters.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. Maybe I'll see you there in a bit.
Okay. Can I ask something? No. Felicity and I, we're watching My Giant, right? And I was thinking, I'm never going to be as good an actor as that giant. You think I'm just wasting my life with this acting thing? No.
I mean, the giant's like 5 years younger than me. You know, you think I'll ever get there?
Yes.
Thanks, man.
Okay, man.
But what about how much taller he is than me? I mean, there's no way I can make myself taller now. You know? And who knows what science will come up with in the future. But, Kenneth, what if I die an unsuccessful, regular-sized man? Hey, Monica. Why, you've been in the bathroom for like a half hour.
I know.
Had the beef tips, huh?
You ate meat. You had sex.
No, we didn't.
I know you didn't. I was talking about Monica. Phoebe, I did not have sex. This pregnancy is throwing me all off.
All right, I'm going to go say hi to the chick and the duck.
Oh, me too.
Why would you need to say hi to him? You've been feeding him for 4 days.
Oh, right. Maybe I'll just go home. Well, we certainly are alone.
Yes, good thing we have that not New York rule.
Right. Listen, since we're on that subject, I just wanted to tell you that, I was going through a really hard time in London. What with my brother getting married and that guy thinking I was Ross's mother.
Right.
Well, anyway, I just... That night meant a lot to me, and I guess I'm trying to say thanks.
Oh. You know, that night meant a lot to me, too. And it wasn't because I was in a bad place or anything. It just meant a lot to me because you're really hot. Is that okay?
That's okay.
And I'm cute, too.
And you're cute, too.
Thank you. All right. I gotta go unpack.
Okay.
Bye. I'm still on London time. Does that count?
Oh, that counts.
Oh, good.
Rach! Rach!
Hi!
What are you doing here?
Well, I've been on standby for a flight home for hours.
Oh.
Oh, so no sign of Emily, huh?
Not yet.
So, what time are you supposed to leave?
This is the last call for flight 1066 to Athens. The last call.
Pretty soon, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't understand. I mean, how could she do this? Am I like a complete idiot for thinking she'd actually show up?
No. You're not an idiot, Ross. You're a guy very much in love.
Same difference.
Passengers for flight 1066 to Athens should now be on board.
I get it! Well, that's that.
No, you know what? I think you should go.
What?
Yeah, I do. I think you should go by yourself, get some distance, clear your head. I think it would be really good.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Ross. I think it would be really good for you.
I could. I could do that.
Yeah.
I can't even believe her. You know what? I am going to go.
Good.
Why not?
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know, thanks.
Okay, I'll see you back at home. If I ever get a flight, I'm out of here.
Hey, well...
What? Wait, what?
Why don't you come? I mean, I have 2 tickets. Why not?
Ross, I really?
Yeah, it'll be great. I mean, you can lay on the beach and I can cry over my failed marriage. See how I make jokes?
Uh-huh.
Not really. I mean, God, I could use a friend.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe. Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
Cool. All right, cool.
Okay,
we're going to... Yeah.
Come on. Oh, I forgot my jacket.
Oh, but wait.
Well, you tell him to wait.
Okay.
Wait. Emily. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no.
No! No!
Emily!
Yes, I will have a glass of the Merlot, and he will have a white wine spritzer. Whew. Huh. Look at that, the airport's moving. Hey, are we moving? Are we moving? Why are we moving? They definitely, yeah, does the captain know that we're moving? Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
听力课堂，欢迎
听啊点啊。
听力课堂，欢迎
听力课堂，欢迎
听啊点啊。